Star Market Celtics tonight continues. Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. They're in Milwaukee. We're in Boston. You are wherever you are. But yet somehow, magically, we're all together. Our conversation with the head coach by Zoom, as if you couldn't tell, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Again, apologizing in advance for the quality or lack thereof. And that's a shame because we have a lot of internet rumors to get through. I don't know how to disseminate them all. The one with Tristan. Okay. Tristan was out with Elvis and Tupac. So that to me seemed the juiciest of them. So I don't know. You have anything on that? Elvis sighting? Or
I'll go back to your setup. Why are you using your phone tonight?
I'm using my phone tonight because, yeah, the regular computer one with it, we have sort of like the quote-unquote studio quality microphone, which helps us a little bit. So that's not available. But this is
your phone that I can see in the Zoom not being used. Are you just sitting next to it and talking into it because you're using
it? Yeah. So this is essentially how I would, you know, FaceTime with my son or with my wife. So this is now we're just going bare bones
You know what? Maybe the Celtics would hook you up with some stuff. I heard
one would think, right?
I heard you doing some podcast work. Has that been announced?
You just announced it. So there goes that. Yeah, I think the official announcement is coming soon, but you have
inside.
Kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit. But there's an
official it's going to be like all the inside information that you and I don't cover.
I think what we're really going to do is more go back into the pad, take a deep dive on more historical things that haven't been discussed, as opposed to, say, Tristan and Elvis somewhere. Answer me this question only because it occurred to me. I said, is there any serious question to ask? And I realized it's this. Don't you have somebody traveling with you that is in charge of protocol and things like that? But you talked about how you can't even go to Chipotle if you don't, you know, if you're not allowed to. Isn't there? How does it even work?
We all are under the whatever the NBA rules are, but there's all the different rules that we have on the road, and we're all under them. We get tested all the time. We're all in the hotel. Unfortunately, we are getting food delivered to the hotel and all the time everywhere. The first thing I do when we get to a new city now is I change our hotel so that I can get DoorDash. I need to beat everyone else to get DoorDash my order, because otherwise, you know, they just back up once you get to the hotel.
There used to be a race. Here's some real inside baseball stuff for people. The race back to the hotel, if there were no restaurants nearby and it's late at night, you want to be the first one to call room service. Perfect. You want to get your order in first because everybody's going to be calling at the same time. So
the best part was all of you and everybody else racing to get back to the hotel. And I just called them and said, I'll be back soon when you start.
You have more control over time and space. You could get kicked out of the game if you wanted to and get back. Like some of us are sort of at the whim.
We've talked a lot about like when would be the perfect time to get kicked out of a game. You know, last day of the Masters in an afternoon game, big Super Bowl game, whatever. Although we never really start games by the time the Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl is usually starting after we're done. So, yeah, there's probably some good times. One of these days, maybe we can, maybe I'll do that. And we can just do the pregame or postgame or whatever in the mid-game.
On your way back, in the middle of the game. The game on Monday night, the Memphis game, was what we thought. You said immediately after the fact what we talked about during the game. Effort level was high. Did it show up that way when you watched it again? That it's, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's going to be enough. It's more, I think, perception of games that came before it that was the problem. You played like you played Sunday and Monday. You're trending, as you like to say, in the right direction.
Yeah, no, I mean, we played without two of our best players. They played really well, Memphis. The only thing that I would say, we went back and said, we just got to do better is protect the paint. But, you know, Valanciunas was a handful in that game, no matter who was guarding it. They did a good job of lowering their head and driving us. They made tough floaters. They made tough plays. They made a bunch of shots. And we hung in there. We had a chance to win. We made some mistakes late that were can't make, but we also did a lot of good things. And obviously, we had some lineups out there that you're not going to have out there very often. And so, you know, in the past, we've been able to find ways to win games like that. And I hope that this team gets there.
Every year at the trade deadline, I ask you something very similar, which is about your part in the process. Essentially, what do you want to know as things are ratcheting up this week? Because I'm sure there has to be a happy medium, right, between knowing nothing is going on and having your phone buzz every time Mike Zarin's phone rings, like having some Google alert go off.
So after 8 years of those questions, do you have a better one here?
Well, no, I want people to – I'm going to take a wild assumption. Here's how broadcasting works.
Okay.
I rarely say, you know what? I'm not sure I'd go with a pin down here on this side of the back, because that's your thing. Okay. My thing is we have different people maybe who weren't necessarily listening to every single word you said a year ago in this spot. So I like to re-up it for people that have not heard what you prefer your role to be in this particular week.
So this answer is for both of you. All two people that are listening.
Two new people.
Sorry. It's our total. You said eight, I'd say six, but whatever. My job is to coach the team. I listen. I'm available to talk. The front office has a lot of decisions to make when they make trades and make decisions. Those decisions are not just in a vacuum player for player. They have to consider long-term salary implications. They have to consider short-term salary implications. They have to consider what our roster is going to look like Friday and what it's going to look like 3 years from now. And so I don't have time to do all of that. I've got a general idea, obviously, and can, will give my input based on guys that we're interested in. But, you know, we haven't done it for a while. And so it's been a lot of just talk and rumors. And so we'll see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, the only time that I remember doing anything on trade deadline day, because we did a bunch my first year before the trade deadline. It was like, we always talk about, like, you know, we had Jordan and Marshawn traded early. We had Courtney Lee traded early, et cetera. But the last time we did one was at 252. I didn't think we were doing anything at 3. We traded for Isaiah and changed the whole course of our trajectory. And so that was a fond memory.
Another thing that we in the media or half media or whatever it is, I am, expressions we like to use, one of them is under the radar, which basically indicates just something we've chosen to ignore.
What is under the radar in 2021? Is that even possible?
Well, it is. I'll tell you why it is. Because instead of talking about nonsense, which is really like sexy stuff to talk about on talk shows and newspapers, what no one's talking about is the Milwaukee Bucks and the fact that they not only have won 7 in a row and 12 of 13, they actually have, for a team that's been the best record in the last 2 years and had the MVP for the last 2 years, they are remarkably going without a lot of conversation. Yet I imagine your radar has been pretty locked in on them the last couple of days.
I've said all along that the team, you know, Brooklyn, the way that they played, they are definitely, you know, as good as I've seen. Philly has been incredible all year, and these guys are right there with both, right? And so, like, these are the three best teams in the East right now. You know, we'll see how it all shakes out when we're all done after all this is over and after the playoffs happen and everything else. But these three teams have established themselves with their play throughout the course of the season, and Milwaukee is really peaking. And I'm not surprised. I think the Drew Holiday missing those games, hurt him. Shocker there, right? When good players miss games, it can hurt you. That's a shocker. I know maybe that's a little under the radar. You know, I was thinking about, like, LeBron and AD, like, are the Lakers fall? But yeah, they're going to fall a little bit. That's just the way it goes. But I think Drew Holiday coming back, the way they've looked since, you know, they're really talented. They're really good. They're really well coached, you know, all that stuff.
And you made a point to the media beforehand. I'd had a version of it here, but it was Bud sort of changing on the fly what they do. And we saw that what you call the five out, they didn't have Giannis the other night. We still don't know about tonight. And yet they built a big lead because of the system they're running.
They've been doing that. I think the continuity of some of these guys that are, quote, role players for them has been good. I mean, Connaughton and Middleton obviously is not a role player, but Lopez, DiVincenzo, those guys all played great the other night. And then Holiday and Middleton, again, you know, you don't have Giannis, but still two of the better wings in the East out there. And they are two-way players, physical, tough, can get their own shot, but can also, you know, they can also play some point and orchestrate a team. Like, it's a unique group of guys that can really shoot the ball, that can really cut, but a lot of good decision makers.
That's the head coach, and we'll talk more about the Bucks obviously on Friday. It seems these days anniversaries tend to trigger conversations. And 2 weeks ago was the actual coronaversary, right? Where the world stopped. Yeah. But I always find myself personally more triggered by location. You've spent the last 30 hours in Milwaukee where you are now. It's 48 more to come. Has that brought back those last 24 hours that we all spent there on March 11th last year?
I mean, you know this. When you and Max and the part of our travel party that's not traveling right now, when you land here next year, you'll think the same thing. You'll go right back to that moment. And where the world stopped, where it was very scary, as you know, it was very obvious the Celtics were tied to the Jazz because we had played them a couple days before. Everybody at the hotel is looking at you like, I hope you get out of here soon. We're wondering if we're allowed to go back to Massachusetts, get on a plane again, what that means, what we'll have to do. And then I don't think any of us knew how long this would last and how hard and bad it would be, you know. And we knew it was something we had never experienced. We knew it was going to be a moment in time we'd never forget. But yeah, when we landed, that's the first thing that came to mind. We're in a different hotel, so that's a little bit different. But yeah, a lot of things came flooding back. Life has changed quite a bit.
A little perspective on anything that may happen tomorrow. Celtics and Bucks coming up next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.